She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. It's our rotating Wednesday platform, and Debbie Dutton and Alyssa Sungar, the co-creators of IfNotYouWho.org, are here with Productive Play. And today on this segment, Debbie and Alyssa are going to have a conversation about a really important character trait, being responsible. Responsibility is a learned trait that needs to be taught and reinforced, but is often neglected at home and at school. So Alyssa and Debbie are going to share ways to model and teach responsible behaviors to your preschoolers. Amazingly, in 2000, a study found that most five-year-olds have watched between 4 and 5,000 hours of television or other media by the time they've reached kindergarten. This is the number of hours it takes to get a college degree, you know, and these are the hours that parents should be using to help their children socialize with other children, explore enriching environments, and learn appropriate behaviors such as responsibility. Because let's face it, you can't teach responsibility to a teenager. It starts in a high chair. So let's hear what Debbie and Alyssa have to say about this really important thing that we need to share with
Thanks,
our kids. Story.
Welcome to the Productive Play Show here on Word of Mom Radio. My name is Alyssa Sungar, and I'm excited to have you all join us today. We are going to be talking about how to build responsibility in our preschoolers. And as many of you know, we are a mother-daughter team here at IfNotYouWho.org. And so my wonderful mother, Debbie Dutton, is here to join us in our chat today. Welcome, Debbie.
Well, thank you very much, Alyssa. This is kind of an informal mother-daughter chat, and we're just so excited that our listeners are here with us today because it is something that we talk about with Alyssa. You have little Declan, who's still a toddler, but I have other grandchildren that are preschoolers, and so we have been discussing how do we teach certain character traits, and one of the big character traits we're going to talk about is responsibility. And how do you even tell that to a 3, 4, or 5-year-old? Well, you want them to do what they're supposed to do. So once you tell them to do something, they're supposed to do it. You don't need to ask them 2, 3, 4, or 5 times. That's being responsible. And also responsibility is perseverance. They have to keep on trying. So one of the books we use on the website is The Little Engine That Could, and we just say, you know, I think I can, and you want to encourage a preschooler to keep on trying. You want them to always do their best, you know. Don't let them be sloppy from the very beginning when they're young, because they're going to be sloppy adults. Mm-hmm. So let them do their best. And responsibility is using self-control and being self-disciplined and thinking before you act. And even a preschooler can consider the consequences of doing something that they shouldn't do. And that's learning responsibility. You have to be accountable for your choices. What do you think, Alyssa?
I was just thinking about my son's dinner tonight, actually. My son is 1.5, as a lot of you know, and he decided that he was going to throw his blueberry across the room while he was finishing his dinner. So I was just thinking about the fact that I made him get out of the high chair and go across the room, pick up his blueberry, and put it in the sink. So I was trying even at 1.5-year-old, to be responsible and hold him accountable for his choices.
Well, that was very good. I'm sorry I didn't witness that blueberry going across the room.
Yeah, it flew pretty far. And, of course, I saw it coming, and I asked him not to throw the blueberry, and he did it anyway. But what are you going to do?
But I really like that already at 1.5, you are teaching him responsibility, because He's in charge of his own actions, and he's got to make those responsible choices and act in a responsible manner. And, you know, and this is not an easy task. Fact is, it seems like in the news, it has multiple articles regarding people and responsibility. You know, we can look at right now there's a political candidate who took weeks to admit responsibility for deleting emails. There's a recent Environmental Protection Agency mishap of disturbing a known polluted abandoned mine that was allowed to infect the Colorado waterways, rivers. And they took days to admit what happened. Or look in our government Veterans Administration, the neglect of proper financing and the care of our veterans at VA hospitals. So I pick the government not to just pick on it, but it's something that everybody in the United States can relate to, and it's all about responsibility, and our parameters of responsibility are changing. So it's really important that our children can be taught, and responsibility has to be modeled. And we have to make an effort at it. And not only is it an effort at home, such as, you know, finding that blueberry, but we have to, you know, the schools have to be teach it responsibility. And even our community where our children live, they can view ways to be responsible.
Right. So, you know, think about how do you divide chores and household responsibilities up in your home? Some families, I know, have a chore wheel, or perhaps the chores rotate daily to fend off boredom, or maybe mom and dad do work. But children beginning at 2 years old really are capable of handling responsibilities and should begin having some age-appropriate ones around the house. And this made me think, too, yeah, my nephew, he's a little bit older, he's 4, but he actually has a chore chart in his room. So, you know, he has brushed his teeth and put his dish in the sink, and he gets to put a little check mark when he does his responsibilities for the day. So there's a lot of different ways that you can keep track of how you divide the chores in the house. But so think about that. You know, how do you divide the chores in your house?
I do them all.
Right. Most moms do.
That's the only reason I said that. Moms out there, I know exactly how you're feeling. Right. You know, but responsibilities, you know, they help children in a variety of ways. You know, they develop social and emotional skills. They gain a sense of involvement and self-worth in the family. And they start to build a strong work ethic. They gain confidence, they gain organizational skills and time management when they are given chores to do. And they have that involvement. I look at Declan at 18 months. I'm sweeping the kitchen floor and he has his play-sized broom and he is sweeping right behind me. Now, it is total fun to him, but he is learning.
And there really are longer-term effects of becoming responsible. It does contribute to the strong work ethic, like Debbie said, confidence, organizational skills, and time management. That will be a lifelong trait and lessons they learn starting young with, you know, building responsibility. Children 2 to 5 years, they will have different skill levels and tasks they're capable of completing. So you need to be aware of where your child's at. Like Declan being 18 months, almost 2 years old, he has a little play broom, so he helps me sweep up like that, or I have him pick up a single blueberry. But a 5-year-old, they might be able to help out a little bit more. So here is a simple list of ideas that might help you and your child determine what types of responsibilities and chores could be best for them and your family.
Well, the first thing I would say is you have to choose an age-appropriate task. You know, the younger the child, the simpler the task. And this will allow the child to enjoy the task instead of getting frustrated. So make that first chore or their first responsibility something that's easy to do.
I think that's so important. Just even as adults, think about when you had a first experience really doing anything. And if it was frustrating or you didn't like it, how likely are you to go back and try that again? So let's make this fun for our children. So number 2, you can set an example. explain, and show them how to complete the task or chore. If you find yourself needing to explain and show them the task over and over, the task might be too difficult. Try something a little simpler. And, of course, don't forget to be a good role model.
Yes, adults need to be that good role model. You know, teach first thing first. Work comes before play.
That's a hard one.
It is. But if they get that at a young age, then it's not so hard later. And later, when they're an adult, they really have to know that work comes before play. You know, explain and follow through on chores, you know, such as picking up the toys before you can head outside to play. Or after you've had lunch, you've got to clean up before you can go out and play, before moving on. You know, this reinforces the idea that every time work comes before play, while encouraging self-control and responsibility.
And number four, like you mentioned before, make the chores fun. If you like to do chores, or even if you don't,
right,
which most of us don't always love our chores, act like you're having fun. This will help encourage your child and show them that it's fun. So have fun folding the laundry or mopping the floor. Turn on some music. Throw in some dance moves. Chances are, if you're having fun, your child's going to want to step in and help you.
So true, so true. You know, and then phrase things positively. You know, have a positive attitude about work and express how important his or her contributions are to the family. You know, tell your child how much it helps when they put their dirty clothes in the hamper. It shows the family you are growing up and you're helping everyone make this house a bit cleaner and nicer place to live.
On our website, ifnotyoohoo.org, we do give some ideas to help foster responsibility. In month 5, activities 12 and 13, in this activity, you'll give a child a responsibility for a week or a month. Sweep the kitchen floor, make the bed, turn off lights, feed the dog, empty trash can, so on, whatever fits your family's needs. Mark on a calendar the letter R for responsibility each day the task is completed. Hints at the beginning and see how they can continue the task without reminders.
You know, that's really important. You know, at the beginning, you've got to help them say, okay, let's sweep the kitchen floor. But if you're doing this like for a whole month, you know, by day 15, they should know that after dinner, it is their responsibility to sweep the floor. And thus, they'll be able to put that R on the calendar for that day. So, and then by the end of the month, they should even be able to put the R down without any reminder. So it's really a fun activity to do.
So it's just to clarify, so it's choosing one activity to do for the entire week or the entire month, doing the same one over and over.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
Because that's how you teach a young child. You know, just don't give them too many things if they can conquer one. I mean, I would love somebody to always make their bed. So that's...
Me too. I just wanted to make sure that all the listeners do one activity for the week or the month.
Yeah, and let your child help choose what the activity is going to be. You know, give them a list of 3 or 4 things, you know, whether it's feeding the dog or making the bed or sweeping the kitchen floor. Let them say, nope, my responsibility this week or this month is going to be, and then let them own it. And that's what we're trying to
do. You know, we do encourage you to take some time to assess what chores and tasks are often needed around your house. Then use all the information we have already discussed to help decide what types of responsibilities to begin with your child. If some guidance helps, we have put together a brief list of responsibilities that can be done either with or without some modification by preschool age children. Simplify the tasks or make them more difficult depending on what you think fits your child and family.
Well, one of the best things that I always found when you were young, Alyssa, and I see it work in a classroom or in a daycare center or wherever, is cleaning. You know, let them dust with you. You know, use a child-sized broom and let them sweep it with you. Let them wash the non-breakable dishes and the cups and the silverware. you know, let them do it in the kitchen sink and give them the soapy water and let them add the dishwashing detergent. You might want to give them an apron or a plastic cover so they don't get soaking wet.
Put towels on your floor.
Right. But that's how you begin. And also, you know, if you sort the laundry, you know, they can do it by color. You know, put all the reds in one pile and help you put it into the washing machine and change it from the washing machine into the dryer. And they can even learn to make a bed. You know, so cleaning and to me is the first thing that I would do to give them a task.
Another idea, which is great now that it is September, is yard work with fall coming up. Yard work was great for preschool age children. So they can pick up sticks, they can help you pull weeds, sweeping the sidewalk, raking all these leaves, putting them in a pile, even watering plants using pre-sized amounts of water. One of our favorite activities is putting water in a spray bottle, which we have that activity on the website as well, but that's a great fine motor activity and kind of controls how much water your child is able to spritz on the flowers or the plants.
You know, you can even give your child one plant in a pot for them to take care of. That's a great responsibility. And if it dries out and dies, they didn't give it enough water. They weren't quite responsible enough.
Just make sure it's not on your front patio.
Yeah, make sure, that's true. Another thing that can teach them responsibility is just giving them simple hygiene tasks. To do. You know, they should be able to brush their hair and brush their teeth, and they need to know how to wash their hands. And then plus even simple tasks like putting their toys away or asking them to hand you a diaper if they have a younger sibling or a Kleenex or a book. You know, create opportunities for them to be responsible. Look at what you're doing and see how you can help your child. Also look to see how they can help.
Those are really good ideas, too. So each practice play, we like to give you some books or activities to send you home with to check out to extend what we talked about today. And just as a reminder, we will have all the information and the books on the Word of Mom recap page on their blog, also on the ifnotyouwho.org website. It'll be up later this evening. So the first book that is great regarding responsibility is The Emperor's Egg by Martin Jenkins. It's a great nonfiction book that shares how the emperor penguin father takes the responsibility for the egg until the chick is hatched. It shows parental behavior in animals, which we can all learn something from, as the penguins work together and share responsibility.
You know, there was also that great movie, and I can't think of the name of it, but it was all about the emperor penguins, and there were no words, there were words. March of the Penguins, and that was, you know, even a preschool child can see that once you've read the book, The Emperor's Egg by Martin Jenkins, and it even brings it more to life as that father penguin takes care of that egg. The second book for responsibility is Striga Nona, written and illustrated by Tommy D. Paola. And this book actually won a Caldecott Honor Award in 1976, and then it was one of the top 100 picture books of all time in 2012 by a poll by School Library Journal. And here it's a story of a magic pasta pot that nearly floods and buries a town because the helper, Big Anthony, wasn't responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun story, and it's a good one to read about responsibility.
It's also a fun one to then make homemade pasta as
yes.
well. If you want to add a little more responsibility to your child, then you can bring them in the kitchen and let them help you with dinner. All right, and the last one is, the last book is I Just Forgot. That's the name of the book. I Just Forgot by Mercer Mayer. Little Critter is always saying he will do something and forgets about everything. Things like putting toys away or turning off the bathwater or forgetting his lunch. All responsible tasks. But he doesn't forget he is part of a loving family.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of little critter books, and those are always been some of my favorites, but I really do like this, I Just Forgot, because how many times do we hear our children say that? Oh, I just forgot. Mm-hmm. So it's a good story that they can relate to. So, you know, there's a couple other things I just wanted to mention before we stopped. And one of the things that I had read earlier was a book that was by Kay Burke, and it was What to Do with the Child, and it was Building Cooperation, Self-Discipline, and Responsibility in the Classroom. And sometimes that behavior and lack of responsibility comes because they're actually bored or they're frustrated with academic material. Well, you know, as I look at my grandchildren and think back to when I was teaching our preschoolers, we have to remember that 3-year-old toddler's brain, you know, it is twice as active as an adult's brain. So we really do have to challenge them all the time. And the human brain is 90% developed by the age of 5. So we do not want them to become bored or frustrated and then lose how to be responsible because their behavior is bad. So I think mm-hmm. I think that's kind of important for us to think about.
Absolutely. It's a really good point. And again, we'll put this book on the website as well, but it was What to Do with the Kid by Kay Burke. All right. I think that we have about reached our time for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Debbie, for being here as always. We loved chatting about building responsibility in our preschoolers and how important it is. We hope that you got some tips and some ideas about what you can start doing with your child and within your home today.
Thank you. It was great being here.
All right. Everybody have a good night. And visit us on www.ifnotyouwho.org and Word of Mom Radio. Back to you, Dori.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks, Alyssa. You know, as I was listening to you guys converse, it made me think about my kids. And when I was pregnant with my first son, I read an article in Parenting Magazine about a woman who used housework as a reward. Oh, you were so good today. Mommy's going to let you help me clean the bathroom. And I used organic cleaners because I washed cloth diapers and I didn't want to wash my kids' diapers in chemicals. So I used all organic cleaner in the house too. So at 18 months old, my son had his little spray bottle and would help me clean the bathroom. When he was 2, I would let him make his bed. How does a 2-year-old make their bed? They throw their cover on it. But little by little, I would show him with his hands how to smooth it out. I resisted doing it after him. And it was, you know, when they were 5, they were old enough to mop the floor. 6, they were old enough for pots and pans. 7, they were old enough to do dishes and laundry. And you know what? Each one of my kids, they're 18 months to 2.5 years apart, 4 years, 4.5 between the youngest and oldest. Each one of them was over 10. Before they actually realized that those were chores and people actually got paid for them. But they rotated. I never had to remind them, you know, it was like, oh, it's my turn to clean up in the kitchen, because they were excited about helping mommy. And it's really true that giving your kids these responsibilities, these ways to help you, foster such a sense of independence and confidence. You know, all 3 of my kids, when they graduated high school, they moved out and were ready on their own to live in an apartment. My middle son just got married, owns a house. I mean, he does the cooking. His wife's not much of a cook. She loves to clean, so it works out great. But I would cook with my kids. And children eat better when they're part of that preparation of the meal. They really do, because they're excited that they made something for the family to eat. And you know what? Do they make a mess? Absolutely. You get to show them what a sponge is all about. You really do. You get to bring this thing to life, because it only comes back to life when it gets wet and absorbs the spill. You know, so there are so many ways to encourage that sense of responsibility in your kids, but it's true. It starts as a toddler, not as a teenager. Because as a teenager, do they want to know how to make their beds? Forget it. You don't want to be that mom who's making your 20-year-old's bed. And believe me, I know moms who do. I want to say thank you to our sponsors today, everythingfamily.net and our Jersey Cookie Girl. And I'm just going to play a little something from Kaz Winters from everythingfamily.net.
Mom, do you need resources to help your family thrive? I'm Kaz Winters, the mother of family ideas and owner of everythingfamily.net. In addition to hundreds of free and easy ideas for families, including articles by experts, browse through pages featuring hundreds of books for babies through grandparents, find illustrated children's stories, adventures for teens, activities for kids of all ages, and books for family celebrations. Discover parenting ideas and books with answers for challenging times. Our assortment covers most genres from fiction, biographies, and romance to mysteries, sci-fi, poetry, and more. If you're searching for a perfect gift, our artisans and crafters create delightful one-of-a-kind items. Want a personalized touch? We can personalize t-shirts, teddy bears, and much, much more with a name or photograph. Families are incredible, and I invite you to join ours. Visit my website at www.everythingfamily.net, and you will feel right at home.
And I also want to introduce you to Nicole Barada, who is the Jersey Cookie Girl. And I will invite you to go over jerseycookiegirl.com. She creates one-of-a-kind edible canvases, as she likes to call them. She's a retired architect who took that incredible talent that she had to create and has now focused on something that she loves, which is baking cookies. And she makes unique, as I said, one-of-a-kind designs that she can do for your parties and events and everything else. So go over. Take a look, because Nicole, together with you, can create such a marvelous, as I said, edible canvas for you and your guests. So visit jerseycookiegirl.com. So I thank you all for tuning in. And teaching your children to be responsible can really be fun. It doesn't have to be a chore. Life doesn't have to be a chore when you're sharing with your child. It should be a joy, and everything can be fun. You know, I used to sing the cleanup song when it was time to put their things away. And I kind of had things set up like a preschool. So if there was a truck, it had a picture of a truck, and then it had the words spelled out. I'd make little cards and tape them down on the shelves and things. So my kids knew where everything went. So I'd flick the lights and I'd sing, clean up, everybody everywhere. Clean up, everybody do your share. My brother to this day, when he vacuums, he laughs. He goes, you know, every time I vacuum, I sing that stupid cleanup song. I was like, I can't be that stupid if you're singing it 20-something years later. You know, the things that we teach our kids when they're young is what carries them through their lives. So make a difference in the life of a child. Boy, that's making a difference. Make sure you visit Debbie and Alyssa at ifnotyouwho.org. And for all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being here. I love sharing time with all of you. And until our next episode, this is Dori DiCarlo for everyone here at Word of Mom Radio saying thanks for listening and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Adds value and hope. Prove to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She
sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.